Boom!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again. United Road Podcast. Got myself, Boy of All Talents, in the building.
Scribs, and we're smiling this week.
Should we just start again? Ross, yeah, man. I can't, man. Let's continue. Raw and rugged.
Let me just move this whole
thing. Yeah, please. At least 5 meters away from them fingers, bud.
I'm going to come back to a 6 minute podcast.
Yeah, technical problems, car. My hands are too big, so
just calamity if I'm clapping everything this week.
What are we saying, boys? Boom, should we just get straight into it?
Yeah.
Leicester or Manchester United 4, Leicester 1. What are we saying, Scripps?
I'm gassed, I'm not going to lie. Not gassed because of the result, I'm more gassed because of the football. Finally, I feel like that's the best I've seen us play
in a while.
In years, for me. In years.
I mean, you're forgetting some of the performances under LVG, though. And I don't like to big up.
I'm not going
to
lie to you. I have not seen a performance like that under LVG.
I'm just going to go ahead and say now.
Now, there were.
There was.
But I think when
I'm
you
gonna
see
be
from a
you,
Jose Mourinho team,
but you know,
Manchester United.
But you know why? Because I don't feel like we didn't have the quality of Pogba. And like, the quality that we have now, we didn't have under LVG. So I don't know.
We saw some very good performances.
Even though Di Maria. Yeah. I still don't think. For a full match, a whole match consistently, controlling the game, in my opinion, I don't think I've seen United do that.
I'm disagreeing.
It sounds proper stupid. It's just like four games. I told you, it's that purple patch. It was what? Who's it? Liverpool, Tottenham, Villa, City.
No, don't give me that. Don't give me none of that. You were in here. Don't let me wheel up the old podcast talking about can't we play football, man?
Hey,
why can't we play football?
I'm saying, that time LVG was playing football, and I'm pissed because I missed the game. I was away on business.
Yeah, oh, so you missed our best performance of the season.
Yeah, I've seen a couple highlights, and this is. But you know what it is? I'm happy anyway because they done what I wanted them to do.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna admit that he was wrong.
No, he hasn't, though. That's the problem.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
How can I not admit that I was wrong?
You haven't yet.
I weren't wrong.
You said we can't play football, and you said you couldn't see where it was coming from,
because
remember?
Because they're not showing me no signs, but now they're doing what they're supposed to do. All I wanted them to do was this.
But can I free goals were from corners, though, you know? So? What do you think?
Yeah, but it's all about being no easy on the eye and being attractive, and then like I'm saying, showing, giving us something. Look how you men are buzzing, like giving us something to be happy about. Yeah. Now we feel like we're supposed to feel with the quality that we've got and the players. Like we feel how we're supposed to feel, and they've done what they were supposed to do. And this is what I wanted from them. And even though it's only one game, football is a fickle thing. But if they're going to do the right things, who am I to complain?
And it came off the back of a terrible performance. We're not even going to really talk about that. I know we won the game. It wasn't terrible. It was all right.
It was poor. It was poor.
The Northampton. Yeah. Oh my god, that opened that killed me. R.I.P. Wayne Rooney, man. That was bad.
I thought it was a bit
poor.
I think with that game, you can't really win. Like you score a few goals, you win. Obviously,
I'll be honest with you. Yeah,
you're expected to, and I don't think Rooney should have been starting that game.
Oh no,
I'm happy he did.
I'm so glad you touched on that.
I don't see why.
Do you know what he done?
He started that game.
He couldn't win that game. No.
I think he started that game because Jose knew he weren't.
Gave him the rope.
Jose knew he weren't playing. Jose knew. Not even to hang himself. I think Jose knew he weren't playing from the weekend.
Scripps is right. Scripps said to me the other day, he thinks that Jose Mourinho gave Wayne the rope to hang himself. Because, listen.
I said that in the last podcast I was on, I think.
Oh, did you say that? If Rooney banged the hat trick, he would have started on Sunday. 100%. He had probably the worst game he's had this season against Northampton. And that is saying something because we're playing against lesser opposition, non-Premier League opposition.
Hampton.
Adam,
I remember like...
This season I'm talking about.
Like he's had some shit. Let's not talk about Rooney.
Only this season. Northampton's got to be his worst one.
He's kind of changed it from being, all right, you're a number 10, to now you're back up to Zlatan, so you're playing striker in these reserve games.
Well, let's
he's expected to start.
Bruv,
let's talk about the positives.
I heard on good authority, this is going to sound crazy, and this is the first time I've done this on the podcast. I might do it again in the future. It's not even good because I'm not going to give too many hardcore facts. You just have to take my word for
it. Okay, alright, cool, we're listening.
But I heard on good authority, that Pogba complained to Jose that you need to drop Rooney.
If that's the
Did I say last week?
If that's
keep
the
truth,
I said this last week.
Listen,
I said this last week. It's only a matter of time before man get vexed.
Scripps actually did say that last week.
Exactly, it's only a matter of time before man start getting vexed.
Yep, Pogba voices complaints to Jose.
Okay, can I say something, Marks? You would have disagreed with that.
I would have what?
You would have disagreed with that. That man are moaning about Wayne Rooney's performances.
Not after. What do you mean I would have disagreed with it?
Because you were saying he needs to be in the team consistently. No?
Not to saying he needs to be in the team. I'm saying if I could pick my best team, I'm going to put Rooney in it. That's me personally.
Ooh. Oh, okay. There's no way. I don't even know if we
sentimental.
What position? What position?
It is sentimental because you know what it is? Yeah, you've got to forget.
That's the problem with
you. You've got to go back and you've got to record. Yeah, I admitted it and I confessed last week. I just want him to get his three goals.
He said it a couple times.
And then I've said it loads of times. It is for me. Rooney is proper sentimental. And that Northampton game, yeah, I watched him thinking, I was like, oh, this is bad. This is worse than bad.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's like the Emperor's New Clothes. Like I've been repping Rooney forever. Like this, I watched that Northampton game. I was saying, yo, Rooney, you, what the hell?
Yeah.
You can't play no more. Like, you can't play no more.
I know man
more.
Them that will put in a better performance than that.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, if you're gonna do that against Northampton, not even get that stupid little tapping that you should have got, even just to gloss it up and get your name on the sheet, just to gloss it up, you couldn't even do that for us. Like.
Even the one he scored, that was
that's what he's talking about. The head.
There was one he missed.
He didn't look like he was sure he scored. Yeah. When he scored, it was like, even though it was offside, he should have been talking.
That's the header. That was a header. I thought you were talking about the left foot miss from
that one. But even when he scored that offside goal, he didn't look sure.
Yeah, like
he thought, oh shit, I've scored here. Like
he was surprised himself. Like shit.
When I saw him in the starting lineup, I knew Jose weren't playing him.
I think this is best for him. I've said it before, but. This could be best for him. This is what Wayne Rooney needs to accept his new position in the team, and that could revitalize him.
Yes.
You know what? That could cement or confirm his iconic status at United. If this guy, you're saying you want to see him start just so he can get his three goals. If he plays this new role and he does it well and he shows that hunger that Rooney normally has, he'll get them anyway.
Yep,
he'll get the fans.
What's
on
the new role? To come on where? Where's he coming on?
Listen, like the weekend. So when we battered Leicester 4-1.
When we battered Leicester 4-1.
Listen, he came on to a good reception, number one. Obviously. I'm all good with that. Number two, he involved himself in the few minutes that he was on. Okay. If he had got a goal, in that, which he didn't, but there will come a time where he comes off the bench, 10 minutes left, slows down the performance, kind of controls the game and gets a goal. The fans are behind that. That's all, huh?
Like what Giggs used to do?
Yeah, just like what Giggs used to do. And the thing is, if Wayne Rooney can accept that and not be a baby, not throw his toys at the pram, like he did on the weekend, bro, I see my man getting the balls when we're warming up. I see him getting waters on the bench.
Yeah,
I said his performance was quality.
Humbling.
I'm being deadly serious.
On the bench.
And it's good because you're a pro. You've been at that club. You're a vet at that club now. I think he's the longest serving, isn't it? He must be.
Carrick.
He's before Carrick, though. Mm. So he's the longest serving player at our club. He needs to accept the fact that right now.
Times change.
Yeah. End of. The team's winning. You're the captain. You should be good with that. I'm good with it.
I was glad, though, against Leicester that when we made the changes, 4-3-3, dropped Rooney.
Yep.
We actually performed. How many times have we done things where we thought, yes, that's the team we need,
and
we need
then,
to have, and then
and
not perform.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Jose, I told you, there's no way that Jose is going to be playing on that pitch and see Ander Herrera playing and not respect this kid.
That's his
impossible.
Let me ask.
What did you say, Adam?
That's his bastard.
Hey,
that's his
question,
Scribs.
Wait, hold on. Right, listen, I would ask Scribs a question. Yeah. Boom. So Ander Herrera.
Yeah, he played great.
Before anyone starts lying.
He's not underwhelming.
He has been underwhelming.
Okay.
As in, I know he can do better. Yeah. I know he's better, and I know he could be a pivotal part of our team and very important to us. And I don't feel like
I feel like in our terrible little grey area that we've been having, he's been one of our bright spots.
That's
man,
why
I love Ander.
That's
like,
why
he's dope.
That's exactly how
the fact that he's a fan's favorite and he performs the way. Do you know
he's
like,
just on
the guy, only
like,
this,
he's just,
listen,
he
gets goals. He gets goals. He gets goals, and he plays good football.
And
man,
he keeps the game.
He's got touches.
That's what it is. That's what it is. For me, he hasn't been great. But it's the football he plays. It's attractive.
It's,
and
it's
the football that we want to see. Yeah. It's his style. You got what I'm saying?
I remember Herrera coming to Old Trafford with Bilbao.
And just absolutely
dominating.
You know, dominating, man.
This kid's so intelligent. Some of his touches, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a baller.
He murders man with them touches. Yeah. Like, he's a joke. Like.
And he's vocal.
If he
starts
against
what, the
City,
one,
that's
the one
not
he,
happening.
Yeah.
The one where he'll go down
and that way. Yeah. He's vocal, you know?
Yeah, see him shouting.
Did you see him shout when we scored the third Rashford's goal? Yeah.
And sorry to go back. For real, that's why I heard he told him he can't play Flane either.
Is it?
Who?
Ander? No, Pogba.
I can't even say
Oh,
no.
Pogba.
Yeah.
Do you know what? To be fair,
I heard he told him he can't play Flane either.
It's not, but what you're saying, I can kind of see it, but it's not, like, I don't want to go off hearsay. I would be happy if Paul Pogba, as a big man, said,
yeah,
yo,
we
boss,
need
listen,
like
right now,
like
I'm playing and I'm never going to leave this place, but my man can't be standing next to me weekly, car. I'm not looking like I can do my thing when my man's next to me. And obviously, the other break, cool, like he's been doing his bit, but like I need some, you get me? I need man on my level.
Mm, I heard that,
and
I heard
that's that. Then he made the change. Cool, I'm good with that if that's what happened.
Probably a little bit as well. Jose just seen it for himself. Jose's not a fool, you know what I mean?
Mm.
He knows how to get the best out of players. Yeah. And if he's seen that a player's being hindered by Rooney stepping on his toes and
Lingard.
Jesse, how was Jesse?
Yeah, man.
Was he good?
Yeah, he did well.
It was nice to see him put in a performance after the derby because you know what? He gets a lot of criticism. He's been getting licked down this week over what he's been doing on Instagram.
People are just miserable.
He's not allowed to have fun.
People are just miserable. Like,
do you know this? You see, I don't know this England stuff. Man are just miserable. Do you know when you do stuff that are normal, like for people that aren't footballers? Because I believe they think footballers are aliens, or I don't know what they think they are. So my man's got Instagram and he's doing stuff. He's a child, you know. He's a big kid.
What did he do on his Instagram?
Basically, he was doing a video with
teasing Rashford.
With Pogba.
Teasing Pogba and Rashford.
Oh, my name's Pogba. I'm worth 100 million.
Yeah, but there he's Rashford.
My name's Rashford. I like scoring on my debut.
Yeah. But, like,
it was funny. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, stop. Even if it wasn't funny.
It's not deleted or nothing.
No, I don't know.
It was under like a story, so it disappeared. But you'll be able
to. But the thing is, even if it's not funny to you or to anyone, yeah, you know what I'll say? His brethren's like.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, he's just mucking about with his friends. But because he's a footballer and people see it, what? He's not allowed. I don't get it. I've seen
Zlatan and Pogba playing about in the
Zlatan called Bay Kunti Kinte,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly. So
I don't know what Jesse's doing.
You know, Skim said it on the show one time, Dopping O for Frighten. Because man can't talk about Zlatan off when he does his antics.
Yeah, real talk, he
probably has men in the right places or the wrong places for you. So that ain't going to work if you talk bad about him. But the performance against Leicester, I was so impressed with the movement of the team, with the fact that we were actually pressing as a unit. And the fact that there were about 7-8 triangles in that match. I have not seen that from anyone.
Anyone would have thought you were happy with the way things were going on.
No, I'm just cool.
No, but I hear what you're saying. But you know what, I didn't really see any hope as well.
There wasn't any hope.
I didn't see what
it doesn't matter how
to even though I wanted Wayne to get dropped, but then we saw Wayne get dropped. Who was it against? The
Hurricane.
Who was Feyenoord. And we still played shit. So in my head, I was like, oh, it's going to take a long time for them to get used to like post Wayne, but then Wayne got dropped and boom, just like that.
Yep.
Like literally just like that. It's like, man, we're excited that Wayne wasn't playing. I'm not even calling him Rooney anymore. I'm calling him Wayne because I feel like
Rooney and this show. But I think when
Rooney got dropped as well, something I didn't notice from Zlatan when he was at PSG, when he drops deep, and he ain't got people stepping on his toes like Rooney in his place.
He's sick. He can pull strings.
I didn't realize how good he was.
He's so good. But that's what I said. Wayne and Zlatan, that little thing is not going to work. Because they're both slow.
Who's running off who?
You get what I'm saying? You need fast men around Zlatan. Because he thinks fast and he can make quick passes. He's not fast at running.
I have to touch on my favourite player in that team, man. The kid Rashford. Listen, Mark has been saying it the whole year. This kid
I said,
is
over
the
Martial
truth.
Again. Yeah. In the first episode.
Yeah, you did say
over
that.
Martial. Now, of course, but on the left, I said if he had to pick, he'd pick Rashford over Martial.
It's like every week, he just proved to us what we've actually got in our hands.
He hasn't had a bad game.
You know, sometimes you want to think, you do want to tone it down. You don't want to overhype because you think, oh, we're getting too excited. Oh, we're gassing him. We're not gassing him, bro.
He's like, you keep expecting him to
slow down or to mess up
or miss a sitter or
the kid is the truth.
Yeah.
He is so honest.
And how much do you value Marcus Rashford
in today's market? Okay, I'm gonna value it realistically.
About 18 million.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna
fuck off.
No,
man.
But you're because but
someone give you 80 million for Rashford, you say okay.
No. I think Margs is talking about how the market should be. Yeah. So in my opinion, I'd value Rashford at like between 15 and 18 million. I would. But
no,
today,
Wayne.
No, listen to what I'm saying, because you're as well, you're going like by what Adam's saying about the inflation in the market. So
no, but that
right
is
now,
the market.
The potential.
No,
what was that?
That's the
okay, so we go
wrong.
By the market.
I'm wrong.
So by the market,
they pay 15 for Jordan Ibe. I'm totally wrong.
So
exactly,
by the market,
totally
I like the potential. You're buying someone that could be.
You can't.
No, what you're trying to say is
Bolt.
I used to pay 25p for a can of Coke.
Yeah, but now.
But that's not the market.
Okay,
now.
So it's the market. So in this market, I would value him about 30, 35 million. Seriously. He is
Sterling went for 50.
Yeah, that's but that's
one good
that's
season
because City
you know
bought him. Let's
it's
be
because,
real.
You know,
he's way
because,
overpriced.
Because of his age, I'm making Bolt right.
Yeah.
He's like 30 something million.
Yeah.
He's like Bolasie money.
Yeah. but he's better. I don't know a youngster that's better than him in the league.
I'd press.
I don't know a youngster that's better than him in the league.
His potential and his upside is crazy, yeah, but it's not the same as like, because I don't know, someone like Harry Kane, I don't know if it's because he's a bit more developed or he's a bit bigger. When people are talking about 45 and 50 million on the predictions for his what he's going to be, you can. I feel like it's kind of harder to do that with Rashford for some reason because he's still little. Like he's still a, he's kid. Still a youth player. Yeah, like he's still a kid. He's just doing more than what he's supposed to do.
Still his first 12 months.
You get what I'm trying to say? So to say, oh, 45, 50 million for Rashford, it's like...
He loves really? He loves a debut goal.
I hear what you're saying still.
He scored in nearly every debut that he's had.
Nearly.
England.
He's probably worth about 100 mil for any series.
Potential wise and what you're buying, what you're actually buying.
No, no, go on, you were saying.
Yeah.
What is he got you actually buying?
But listen, wait, United would reject 30 million for
him. I don't know. He's worth 50. I'm not going to lie. This could be the next decade. He could be.
If you don't want to go, they can't sell him.
I'm going to be so real. We reject 60 as well. So it's not, it's about. Like the potential that he has,
you know what?
He could be leading that line.
50 for Martial and that.
Igalo was people man rejected 37.5 million.
Watford, that's when you know the game's changed. Watford can reject.
So what we're trying to say is,
Rashford's worth 100 mil.
That's the title, man.
In the grand scheme of things, yeah. What you've got to understand is like they're throwing money around, yeah. Like idiots. Everybody's 30 million and 30 million. It's a waste of money. You get that 37 million for Igalo, you're not gonna replace him because it's 30 million that you're paying for. You're not getting a bad boy. You're gonna get some idiot that's gonna flop and he's overpriced and everything like. So them saying, okay, cool, we're gonna get 37 million. What are we gonna do with it? We're not gonna replace Igalo. We can afford to keep him because of all this money we got. No way we sell him for that money. That's crazy. They're not replacing them goals.
I'm just, I had to touch on the kid Rashford because he's just, he's doing his bit right now. I think that performance, I'm not going to get too overexcited, like going back to the performance. I just think it's the way that I've visioned Manchester United playing. And I did vision it under Louis van Gaal, especially because he gets a team together. It's easier for him when he's manipulating youngsters. Yeah, when he's bringing youngsters from, just like the Ajax team. Yeah, I'm going way back. But this is how I saw Man United playing under him. He failed after about a year and a half. And when Jose came in, this is actually what I envisioned. I'm not saying it's going to be like this every single game to the end of the season, but this needs to be our style
at
of
home.
Play. Yeah.
Especially at home.
It needs to be that whole
like
Jose.
We need to bang Stoke.
Yeah.
Stoke need to hold three minimum.
They've been
conceding four against West Brom's. Who they've been playing?
They haven't won a game this season.
They've been conceding four goals a game.
And it's been a while since we've
like
battered.
13 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or 9 or something.
It's been a while since we've battered a team that we should battle. Like, it's been a while since I've felt confident. Like,
like
a lesser team, like, we should do what we should do. You know what I'm saying? See, like, under Fergie, it's like, we're playing a Stoke, we're playing a lesser team. It's like,
we're not doing nothing, mate. We're just what we're supposed to be doing. Because
Stoke have conceded 15 goals in six games.
So we need to be banging them at least 3-0.
I was saying, obviously, the top boys, whatever, cool. But anybody else below us, I don't want to be bothering with these, man. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
That's what I'm saying.
The Watfords, the Swanseas, the things. I don't want
to be tucking them in.
Slapping these youths. Real talk.
And we ain't done it for a while.
Well,
that's where we've lost the title. I know I say lost the title, but we weren't really in it in the last 2 years. But that's where we lost the title.
The small games, isn't it?
It's mad. Louis van Gaal got the team.
So terrible. In December, we was proper involved.
Yeah.
Involved?
No. Mums, I think
relegation battle stuff.
I think you're forgetting. Like, that's when we went through a mad patch of losing.
That's when he killed the thing. I think you are forgetting how terrible everybody else was. There was two games that we lost. If we won them, we would have been top.
Yeah, I remember that.
Everybody else was horrible, bro. I promise you, bro. Them two games, if we won them in December, bro, we would have been top. And we might not have looked back. And we've crumbled. And we didn't look.
Let's not go there, Mark. Let's not have them flashbacks. Jose's here now. Yeah, it's all right.
Do you know what? Like, and it's mad. I think Pogba is going to get the highlights this year because he's free and he's running all over the shop. Personally, here's a question: Who do you think was man of the match? Because my one, who?
Ander Herrera, bro.
Daily Blind.
That's exactly who I say, Adam.
Daily motherfucking Blind.
But you know what? This is a point. I tweeted on after the game. When Luke Shaw comes back, and he has to come back into left back, obviously, Daily Blind should not be coming out of this team.
That's why I said, in the first week when we were picking our teams, that's why I said Blind has to start.
But
not in central midfield.
Smalling's looking all right now, isn't it?
Centre back. Like, no. I think, really, one, you've got to take Smalling or Bailey out of it.
Them two together looking proper, yeah?
Cool. Can't put Herrera, Blind at Pogba. Back.
I would.
Herrera, Pogba. Get rid of the number 10.
That performance was so great. Remember, I've watched like little highlights and stuff. I think I'm going to have to go back and watch the 90 minutes. You know? I'm saying, you love that performance so much. Yeah, it was good all around. Yeah. Bailey and Smalling obviously look good, but I'm asking you, would you have Bailey and Blind?
Or? No. It's all. Do you know
Smalling
what's good?
And Bailey are very similar.
Do you know what is good?
Smalling.
4-3-3.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's amazing about this Manchester United stuff, yeah? Options. And it gets to all of us, right? When it's going well, it's amazing. Blind, he's not. It's the truth. When Blind is playing well, it's like, yes, he's the sickest. And I rate Daily Blind. He's a good footballer, right? He is not a centre back. It doesn't matter.
But also, how many times. Tell me, apart from he had a bad game recently. Mm-hmm. How many bad games Daily
not
Blind
many,
had
but we haven't had threats.
About one or two of them.
And he's such a footballer.
He has had threats. He's played against some big strikers. He's
such a footballer.
People are going to bully him. Benteke's, Lukaku, Andy Carroll.
They never bullied him.
They didn't. That's my point.
Last season, he should have, the way people were talking at the start of the season, people thought Blind was going to have a shambles. Look,
people that should have killed him for pace and movement didn't. People that should have killed him for strength and height didn't.
So they didn't. Lukaku didn't do that to him last season. I don't know what you lot are thinking about. Do you remember last season?
Bro,
what are you talking about? They didn't.
I remember one this game. Because you know what? Every game I used to think, he's Blind against Lukaku.
And he didn't.
Blind against Kane. Remember the game against Tottenham when we lost that game? Mm-hmm. But for about 60, 70 minutes, we were dominating that game. False, we meant to goals after we lose the game.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Blind wasn't at fault for any of them goals. Against Lukaku, wasn't at fault.
He wasn't.
He had a bad game.
To be fair,
against,
I'm going to be so real with you. It's his distribution from the back, a lot of it, yeah. And
that's one of the best things.
Exactly.
Going crazy, or did you notice that Jose, as the games went along, Jose gave him more freedom to play from the back?
Well, we've got four goals, bro. I don't see you can't give him freedom to play from the back at that time. If we're four goals up and we lose any game, I'm not coming on this podcast again. Right. So you can that's all right. You can release him now. I'm saying with Blind's delivery from the back, it's amazing. Yeah, it's quality. Mm. But what I'm saying is, I'd rather a centre back at centre back, like either both Bailly and Smalling, and then Carrick sitting in front of them. Because really, that is where we need that movement in front of the centre backs. Once there's protection in front of them, they're good. And the covering so much ground on the weekend is the reason we won that game. To me, that is why we won that game. Because he covered so much, he allowed the rest of them to be free forward.
I feel like against some physical teams, though, that's not going to work. Because I feel like there was a couple. If Leicester were on point, because Leicester played poor, they weren't playing good. If Leicester were on point, there were a couple crosses that went into the box and a couple opportunities where Leicester could have really taken advantage and they didn't, which was true to their bad. Because as much as I was rating Ander Herrera, he's got shortcomings as well. Like when it comes to the ball in the air, when it comes to certain times, the physical aspect of the game. He covers a lot of ground and he's a great baller. But sometimes I feel like defensively, against a good team, I feel like defensively his shortcomings will be exposed. And it's going to happen. And when it happens, I'm going to come back on the podcast.
But he's not a defensive midfielder. You've got to have...
Yeah, no, but we've got Pogba and Herrera next to each other. No, so you're going to need protection in front of the line. And he was reserved against Leicester. I feel like Pogba's pushing forward more and Herrera was sitting back more.
I think at home we have the freedom to play Pogba, Herrera. I think in bigger games, then that's when you bring Carrick or Blind in. That's what I think Blind could be the next Michael Carrick in that sense. But at the same time, I think Smalling, Bailey, they work against quick players like Vardy and all them. But when you got a big man, like I've been saying about Lukaku, Kane, I think you need Blind at centre-half, personally.
Do you really see Blind?
Them two are very rash at times. We've seen the mistakes that Smalling has made in big games at times because of his rashness.
You're right.
Bailey has that tendency to him.
That composure
he dives
out.
We can't have two defenders that are just going to dive all over the place.
That composure Blind brings to the back.
And his decision, everything. He's like basically Carrick, just like Carrick, he brings the calm.
And I don't agree with Bolt either because he's from the Dutch school of football. He could play anywhere, man. Any position, man. Like, he's not a defender. He's a footballer. And that's why I love him, man. He's a footballer. Like, if he had the right attributes, he'd probably slap goals up front as well because he can shoot, you know?
He'd talk some goals away.
Yeah, he can shoot.
Was that against Liverpool?
He's a baller. He's an all-round baller.
I'm good. I'm listening to you, like, innit?
He banged against Liverpool, West Brom.
Yeah.
Talk some nice goals.
Them corners, them routines, innit? And you're slapping from the edge of the box and all that.
He's a good baller. I've never denied that he's a good baller. I'm just talking about centre-back.
Let's just get a quick prediction on Zoya, before we move on.
Yeah, right, quickly. 1 minute.
My man said 1 minute.
It's the truth.
One minute
and what I think.
Like, 1 minute go round.
Yeah, so I think we're going to slap them 4-0. I'm not even joking. I think we're going to slap them 4-0.
If Wayne doesn't start, we're going to slap them 4-0.
No, but Wayne is going to start.
He's going to be 2-0. 2-1.
I even think with Wayne starting 4-0. But you said 2-0, 2-1, yeah? Mm. Marks?
I don't even know enough about this team. I just hope we win and score a lot of goals.
So give us the prediction then.
3-0.
Adam?
Now we're here today that Zlatan's starting and all this stuff, I'm same as Bolt. I'm going five.
Is Zlatan five. Starting?
There you go.
Five. Yeah, Zlatan starting.
Oh, in Europa,
if Wayne
yeah?
starts, we are not scoring five.
Okay. Okay.
He's taking it serious, you know. But you know what it is as well? Because Zlatan's not got international duty, so he's got a 2-week
break. Yeah, so he's good.
So he's live to play two games. But Stoke after that. Will we play the same at home again?
Exactly the same. And, same you, and you pick the exact same 11.
Yes. What's Mkhitaryan been three? Don't come in. He's
no.
back.
No.
Not yet. Not yet.
Don't
yet.
Matter.
What's it been three home games on the spin?
Yeah. Well, no, it's been one right
Interesting
now.
Interesting fact. Matt has started every game we've won this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, I know. I know. Is I said, listen, I've always said this. Mata is quality yeah, around guy. Quality.
Herrera,
he's not a team, but
yeah, the best of him yep. still.
And Mata,
I love seeing them two play together. Yeah, LBG he clocked that when he put him on yeah, the right. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Listen,
hey,
Mata,
they fucked up Liverpool.
Yes, yeah. that is when I noticed it. Liverpool. Mata is quality around quality. He's not the kind of guy that's gonna take the game by the scruff of the neck.
He's the cherry in it.
Right. So when there's quality around him, like Andy Herrera, like Paul Pogba, that goal. That he scored.
Yeah,
listen, that goal that he
Hold
scored.
Tight, Jess, for the assist as well.
Hey, oh, listen, Jesse got the assist and
Jesse,
it was beautiful.
He's always involved.
Listen, that move, that was, I don't really care what other teams are doing. That is exactly how I want to see Manchester United play. It wasn't too tiki-taka, but it was
Jesse's
swift and it was lovely.
And he got an assist.
Jesse's
link-up
player.
Of course. Oh. Yeah, man.
I feel like Jesse's underrated, fam. I feel like man don't respect him.
He's definitely on the radio.
Why do you do this to our own
they
players?
Don't, no, it is, they don't think
Where's
he,
Brown used to get
they don't think he should be good because, let's face it, when he first came in, no, I didn't really think he was good. But he worked hard and now I just genuinely believe he's
from a lot of even player. United fans, like my brothers and stuff, people, the ones that do chat shit about him, I think their feeling is like he's good, but he's not good enough to be a United player. Like, he's not what we need or what we want.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. Like yeah, that. Yeah. I feel like if you do your job and you can play well and you perform... Someone's saying to me, oh, he shouldn't be a United player. Like, what does that mean? Yeah, like he's doing his job.
He's a kid. He comes from the youth. He is a United player.
Yeah, like. If you're at the Champions League final and you're starting Lingard over...
Then, yeah.
Then maybe, but
okay.
over a course of the season...
I'm going to throw this out
players
there.
Like Lingard?
I'm just going to throw this out there. It's just going
to
be...
He should have went to the Euros with England last year as well.
Yes, he should have. This is going to be completely off topic. Mm. And I hope the listeners are listening to this bit, if we are. But listen, I have no idea whether we're recording or not right now.
You've gone absolutely
crazy. No, I didn't touch
crazy.
10 minutes ago. You know?
I think that we're recording.
Why? Why would you think that? Where's the time that it usually has there?
It's there. The levels are there.
Oh, it is. So everything's nice, yeah? Cause me, I don't, you get me. I've been in the booth and I record in the booth. Don't
touch
it.
I thought you were going to make a good point for them.
That was a good point. Because no, if we're not recording right now and people are listening to us, what are you doing, bro?
You're scrolling and showing that we're recording, bro. It's
Oh, hi peeps. Yeah, just had
technical difficulties.
I was just
believe you done that.
Now, listen,
the man got up of the.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Right?
End of the season, he's got to go on outtakes, isn't it?
Hey, listen, I was nervous because imagine that everything we were just talking about was not recorded,
bro. I saw
imagine
your face.
Imagine asked him if he was all right 5 minutes ago.
Like, the other man, you know,
are you all right?
When you ask them if they're all right, and they piss themselves and they don't want to admit it. They're like, all right, I'm good.
Wait, hold on.
Waiting for it to dry.
Wait, hold on.
You, blood.
Mark's just said something, yeah? Because I looked at the screen before.
Did you see his face? He was so worried. I gave you the thumbs up like 10, 15
so
minutes
So you
ago.
Understood that I was like, oh,
I asked you,
see,
you were
I
good.
See you panicking.
And you were like, no, yeah, I'm good.
I was like, yeah, bro. I'm saying,
I don't even know what these guys are talking about. I look so cool in here, basically, right now.
I'm looking nervous over there, fam.
oh, dear, yeah.
Fucking cunts.
Anyway, listen, back to Manchester United. This week, like we were saying, do we play the same team, yes?
Yes.
Marks?
Yeah.
Adam?
I wouldn't mind seeing it, but there's no harm
in bringing in Mkhitaryan over Jesse?
Over anyone?
Okay, Marshall needs to stay on the bench, and he's one,
anyone?
And I'm one of his...
In? Are you going
to
bring him in?
I am one of...
You can't say that. We're going to fit him. You have to make a decision.
Ah, man. Yeah, you know what? Given the performance, it's hard to say.
I was surprised Jesse got back in. And if he's played good, he's got to stay in.
And you know what? If you keep Jesse on as well, it makes the levels of the other players step up as well. That, yo, he's played well. He's in the team. If we're going to go on the way Wayne Rooney's been dropped, regardless of his reputation, then Jesse should start regardless of his reputation based on his form.
I need another performance like that from Wayne Rooney, honestly.
So let me ask you a question. Like, how long can a man be on the bench before people start asking why he's still captain?
No.
I think he's well respected in the dressing room.
He is. He's well respected. He's well respected amongst all of them. He is.
For Pogba to go and talk to, if what you just said is true.
No, 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 that's just facts. You can respect a man. That doesn't mean he lacks respect. It's just facts. He is your captain.
I don't know. If I'm on the same team as you and you're my captain, I'm going behind your back to talk to my manager and be like, yeah, do you know you need to drop him? Shall I tell you why?
Yeah,
out of levels, you can't go to Wayne.
Exactly,
Wayne,
like you're dead. You need to pull yourself out. Like, you know, yeah. You're, I think that's. Do you know what it
Someone
is?
Someone needs to. Fam.
Do you know what it is? At the end of the day, yeah. For what Wayne Rooney has done in the game, he's rated worldwide. You know, yeah, it's mad by professionals.
Oh, when you go anywhere like that,
they all talk about Germany, him. And I know Pogba. He's that set. He's one of them. So it's kind of like,
going
all right,
up
cool.
Seeing him as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So he would have probably went to the boss, like you said. Yo, boss, please, I beg. And then, do you know what I mean? But don't tell him I said nothing. But you know, like that.
Why not even being a thing like, you need to drop him. You need to play 4-3-3.
Yeah,
bro.
Like something.
As a result, Rooney gets dropped anyway.
I don't care.
There was definitely grumblings coming out because Raiola said something in Manu said something in an interview from before. I think it might have been during the times when we was losing and all that. Mm. Talking about Mourinho's playing Pogba in the wrong position.
Mm.
Basically, he didn't say it in them exact words. He was saying that if I was playing Pogba, I'd be playing him on the left because that's his best position and whatnot. You get me?
Yeah, he can't have any respect. Like, remember how we used to give Ronaldo like freedom? I know he's a different player. I think Pogba just shouldn't have any defensive responsibilities.
You can't say that.
He'll naturally do that because he's energetic and he'll follow. But I don't think when you go into a game, you say to, all right, that's your man, mark him.
Luxury player can only be on the wing or
he
a striker,
follows
bro.
People's back. Yeah, not in the middle. Not in a 4-3-3, bro.
Then can't be in the centre of the pot.
If a 4-3-3 and you play with a defensive midfielder behind him and he's ahead with someone like Herrera, so just say you've got Carrick and Herrera.
Like a number, that's
what I said.
That's like a number 10. It's kind of like the number 10 role.
That's what I'm saying. He needs a bit of freedom.
It's rigid.
So is it 4-3-3?
United, the best way United play is fluid football. Isn't it?
Okay, I have no idea why Mark's just screamed just now. Because, like, he's just in the room.
you're saying 4-3-3, yeah. So that would mean what? No matter?
Mm. No. Say Mata still starts, right? Because Mata started this weekend. Wait. What?
On the right.
Kind of.
Where? No, on the right.
Started, like, started
played
on the right.
We played 4-3-3, innit?
No.
4-2-3-1.
Yeah. And you would say,
but I was calling for the 4-3-3 as well.
He was 10.
We need blind in front of
so, okay, if you call the weekend's performance 4-3-3, if that's what you're saying,
not me.
He's you're not. Okay, right. Because I would say it's 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
It was Rash left.
Yeah.
Jesse right. Mm. Mata in behind. And the way, do you know what? When Mata has that freedom as well, he does very well.
Just occupied.
I just feel like we need blind in there. We need blind in there. And when Shaw comes back.
Okay, based on that performance, you need anyone in there.
What do you mean?
Based on the performance that you saw, or you mean you need him in the team?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant in the middle.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
in the team.
Okay, yeah, cool. Nah, it was a brilliant performance. But
he can pick out a pass from anywhere.
Yeah,
like, he can just create a chance. Like, fam, I feel like he's a great baller, to be honest.
Prediction against Stoke on the weekend.
2-0 United.
Prediction against Stoke on the weekend.
Remember, you've just predicted, right? Remember your predictions for Thursday. And then so basically, how many goals do you think we're scoring? 6 this week?
Yeah, I think we're going to score like 6 in the two games, I reckon, at least.
If you keep the same team.
Because you know what it is with Stoke? Stoke have been bad, man. And
yeah, but how many teams come to Manchester United after they haven't won any game and then they create that story against us?
Yeah, but they got
Watford beat us and then lost again. Who's gonna lose to at the weekend?
Yeah, but they got the wind in their souls now, isn't it? It should be like everyone's buzzing. The stadium, this at home again. It should be the same thing, and especially if we win tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I do think Mkhitaryan will start.
What, on Sunday or
Thursday?
On Sunday. I do think. I'm saying I wouldn't. Probably starting, but I do think he will start
on Sunday.
Yeah,
you didn't give your prediction, Adam.
I think we'll win 3-0 against Stoke. If we don't slap a couple of goals past Stoke, then it's worrying because they've been leaking goals left.
I feel like we will. I feel like after watching the football that we played against Leicester, I feel like there was so much potential and we could have got more goals, but I just feel like we still haven't reached the peak.
Yeah, no way.
I feel like
we're
just gonna keep on getting better and better, and with that comes more goals. And I just feel like maybe I'm just gassed because of the Leicester performance, but I don't care.
There's going to be a day where we proper bang someone as well. That hasn't happened for so 3-4 years now.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the sixes, sevens.
With Wayne dropped, we freed up Zach Lane. The goals.
I like
Zach. He make him sound like a supermarket.
No, I like Zach Lane still.
he's a guy. Oh, you see that? You see that lookalike coming on the pitch? No. Get slapped down by him.
So oh, is it?
Yeah.
No. I didn't probably saw that because you were there. Because I didn't see that.
Like yeah, he yeah, pushed his face like a lookalike. No followed him on the pitch.
Who pushed whose face?
Zlatan.
Zlatan pushed his face. Mm. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. That guy has zero respect for anything. Seriously, anything. Animals, referees,
managers,
anyone.
He's a done.
Say again?
Zlatan's a done.
Yeah, man.
I like it.
A couple of years ago, I never liked him, you know. And then
I've never liked him. I've never liked him.
Yeah, I didn't like him because he was a United player.
At PSG, I kind of like grew to like him.
I've always liked his football. He's always been quality. I've just never liked him.
Yeah, because he's.
I always thought he was like he was a dick.
Yeah, but because he wasn't a United player. Yeah.
It's like now Jose, he's a United player. I love that. Now he's a cunt. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
To be fair, no, it's not about. You see, when somebody is a dick, yeah, that's not the like.
I love it when he's on my team.
Even if they're not, though, because I can like some. And I know like the United fans won't like hearing you can hear me say it, but Suarez was like, he was a guy. He was a guy. Like, he was hated by... Exactly. And that's if he's on your team, you love a guy like that.
Yeah. You love Suarez.
He is a complete arsehole.
But it's the same with Mourinho. Everyone loves Mourinho. Really.
No, we do. Everybody else hates him.
No, but you hate him. What you say, like, deep down...
Deep down, everyone loves Mourinho, man. You got to love him. You can't not love Mourinho. And even as a United fan, you watched him at Chelsea and then he'll piss
I hated him.
Yeah, he'll piss you off. He'll piss you off. That's what I'm trying to say. You'll hate him then, he'll piss you off, yeah. But then he gets in like his little spats with Wenger and that and, he, and then you're like, oh, this guy has quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one good thing. Yeah. Like, he hates Liverpool and Arsenal as much as us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like,
when you see the way he deals with other people, you're like, nah. Yeah. And he's always had respect for us as well.
Yeah.
He's always had respect for us.
He's always sucked dick when
he's
talking about
Yeah, that's why he's always wanted this job. Always. For years, he's wanted this job. When Fergie was managing us.
He cried over this job.
Yeah, apparently, when he didn't
cried
get,
over
he didn't
this
get
job. When he never got the Man United job, I've heard a story of he was in an interview and then he got called out by his agent, George Mendes, to tell him that David Moyes has got the Man United job.
And he was well upset.
And Jose broke into tears.
He must have been gutted.
Like, he was offended Moyes. That David Moyes got the job.
Of course,
like,
over him.
Who the fuck is Dave, like, to him? Obviously, in hindsight, we think that now, but like,
nah, I thought he had
a lot of
people
thought that at the time. I never thought that at the time.
I had hope.
Like,
I thought Fergie picked
the videos
right,
are out there. I can't
Fergie handpicked him. I thought, yeah, Fergie knows what he's doing.
Do you know that's the one thing that...
That's the first time I met you, like, remember, on that show.
Oh, snap.
Remember that show? With Poet and that.
Yeah, when there's questions. Now, Scripps wasn't there.
No, he was, bro.
He wasn't.
What show?
You were there. There was a two of you, anyway.
So, what, we were answering questions. Yeah, it wasn't him. It was Gareth. Large up my boy, Gareth. It wasn't Scripps.
Oh, man, let go. What was it?
This was ages ago. Poet brought us to some show, and we were answering questions on football, and that's when I first met Adam. And then he obviously knew.
They were the Moyes days.
Yeah, those were the Moyes days. Yeah.
I bought into Moyes. I thought, yeah, he's similar kind of like Fergie, Scottish.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That longevity.
Fergie fucked us over.
Not done too bad with Everton. I thought, maybe he could be all right. Oh, God.
Yeah, but that's the worst signing he's made, to be fair. But
this is a good idea. Like, let me throw this in. At the end of every episode, we'll have 5 minutes to talk about a random topic about Man United, but the viewers have to suggest it.
Oh, wicked. Yeah. So,
what they need to do is hit us up, United, because we've been just randomly talking about some random shit right now.
Yeah.
So, hit us up at United Road Pod, or comment on SoundCloud and all that, Audio Boom, whatever, what you want us to talk about.
Well, at the end. Shit. So, it has to be all of like us talking about that one topic.
Like a random topic for the end of the show.
But it has to obviously do with.
Yeah, we'll take all the suggestions and we'll pick a cool one, innit?
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly. Random. No any United fact you want, any. United issue or whatever.
I like that.
Marks will deal with it.
Uncle
Marks.
Yeah, exactly. We'll leave that one up to Marks to pick because I know he likes the random shit when it comes to Man United. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I'll find something crazy. He's not getting involved. Make sure you get involved, man.
I listen. Marks did say that this week we'd come back smiling, and we have. He said because last week.
What did I tell you?
Yeah.
I told you it's that positive energy.
Yeah,
I told you you need it.
Because last week it was like we were at like a nine night, like somebody had just died, but this week. Come on, man. It's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, the energy, you can hear it. I sat back there and thought, we're nice again.
He's smiling. He's actually cheesing.
This geezer was going on like we're never going to win a game
remember?
Again.
I can't forget that.
No,
I'm going to listen
back to
these
performances.
I can't take this. We should be slapping teams like that.
Bro, if we lose to Stoke but play good, I won't act like that.
Yeah. Of course.
Do you get what I mean?
100%.
So all I can do is act of... I could just act only on act on what you give seeing. Me. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's all I can really do, like.
Okay,
all
right, there was actually that. Nothing.
Maybe I was overreacting, but it was hard, man. It was hard to watch. It was City, man. No one wants
shit
to
happens.
City.
It happens.
In it the wasn't heat just of the studio. He got to him.
City got to me. The City performance got to me, man. I lost my head. I got a couple of tweets about that. Mark's lost his head.
Don't you remember the things he was saying, though?
If I don't blame him, I'm not going to lie. Because when you look back,
I cut off a little bit.
It didn't look like there was any hope at all.
He was going over the top.
He was going over the top, man. There was
sometimes
something.
I have fan cams and people got over the top, and it's just like,
okay.
I'll let you say what you want to say in it, and that's fine. But like sometimes when I don't agree, it's pretty easy to tell.
It's only because the only reason why I wasn't as depressed as he was is because I knew that once we dropped Wayne, there would be
no. But there was never a once we dropped because I never believed it was gonna happen. But
I knew it was
gonna
happen. It has to happen. Like
between me
happen.
And you, though, as well. I am gonna hold a little bit of that until we catch City and slap them as well. I don't.
We got them again in the League Cup, by the way.
Yeah. That should be a good. See, I wasn't happy about that draw when we got it, but now. If you carry on playing like this,
you know if you lose
positive.
Again.
To be fair, just on a different note, I just wanted an away game so I don't have to pay for the game. Because on the season ticket, you just have to pay for every home game. But whatever, do you know what I mean? Yo, and it would have been a great.
How
atmosphere.
Many payments did it take off us this
bro,
week? By
listen,
the way, yo,
Fenerbahce
taking off more money than me, off me than my girl, bro. This week, like 2, 3, 4. Stars,
there
like,
was loads of games this weekend. Fenerbahce, Zoya, bloody City. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a few still. Yeah, man. You know what? You pay for the quality, innit? And that's what we're paying for right now. After that Leicester performance, my head is
it was
in
worth
the
it.
Clouds, man. I'm telling you. But what are we saying, boys? We're going to wrap that one up for this week?
Yeah, man.
We're going to wrap that one up for this week. We're smiling this week, ladies and gents. I hope you're smiling with us too. Hit us up on the United Road Podcast on Twitter. So At United Road Pod on Twitter, like Adam just corrected me.
One day we're
going to
get that right.
One day I will get it right. Hit us on SoundCloud. I don't know if you can even comment on there, can you?
You can comment on SoundCloud. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Audio Boom, and fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a few issues with iTunes.
And they keep tweeting us, get
them.
It on iTunes.
This is why it's about Android. But basically, yeah, it should be on iTunes if Apple fix up. But subscribe to that
as
well.
It's coming, though. It's coming.
At the moment, it's just on my iTunes, and I don't know what's going on.
All right, guys. Exclusive. We're going to leave it there, but... Make sure you catch us next week because we will be back, hopefully after a wicked victory or two wicked victories this week. But until then, we're signing out. Take care of yourselves and each other.
And each other. Jerry Springer,
yeah, that's what it was.